Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight, we've got a very, very cool guest returning to the show. J.J. McGuigan. Sorry about that. Very, very cool.
No problems.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
It's very good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. How is Wichita tonight?
It's a little bit cold out, but it's kind of a nice cool. It's not, you know, freezing or anything, but we've had it pretty hot here the last few months, so it's kind of a nice break.
Nice.
But other than that, it's a nice fall evening. So.
I love talking to people from other places around the country and around the world, really, because other places have seasons. Where I'm at in South Florida, no, there's no season.
It's
just hot.
Hot all year
round,
yeah.
Exactly. What can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah.
It isn't bad where we're at because we're on the coast, so it's not terrible hot. But, it's hot.
You guys have had some.
But I remember as a kid used to. The hurricane stuff. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Crazy. Thanks for rescheduling. Yeah. I apologize. About not being able to do the show. What had happened, the hurricane wasn't so bad. It was bad, but it was the week without power that followed.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
And especially in the modern world, I was talking to a guy from the electric company, and, you know, we were kind of talking, and everything runs on Wi-Fi now. So if you don't have power for that.
Yeah.
Everything kind of shuts down.
Crazy.
But Wichita,
totally.
Now I remember when I was a kid, I was a little kid, we lived in a town briefly with my father's work called Chanute, Kansas, not too far from Wichita. And, I remember those hot summers.
Oh, yeah. We do get all four seasons. When it's summer, it's hot, and when it's winter, it's cold. And so it's kind of a good thing. You do get to experience all four seasons. Sometimes it skips seasons. Sometimes you skip fall, hot, cold, and then cold to hot. So.
No, I hear you. You know, it's been a little bit since you've been on the show, but I just wanted to, I'm sure we have some listeners who haven't heard the past show, so I want to kind of go over things again. Now, of course, we're talking about Wichita. That's where you're from, right, JJ?
Correct.
Nice.
Born and
nice.
Raised.
Beautiful country. Beautiful country out there. Now, you started playing the guitar. You were a drummer, right, at 13, and then you moved to guitar. How that happened?
Yeah, I started drums at 13, took lessons for a few years, and then mainly focused on sports, and then picked up guitar around age 19 and just been playing that ever since. And I do a little drumming every now and then as well.
Nice. Went to Newman University. Very, very cool. And Full Sail. Very awesome.
Mm-hmm.
No, you studied recording and music there, right?
Yeah, I did. I took a class on that, but I ended up getting a degree in entertainment business. It was
nice.
A lot of. It just kind of worked out better for me that way to do that. There's a local guy here in town that I recorded with, McKayser Ryan, who's done albums with Bob Dylan, Guns N' Roses, Megadeth, and some other big acts, and he's got his own, producing and recording classes that I'll drop in on and take. And so I figured I'd go with him on that, and then for Full Sail, I try and learn a little bit about the business and the things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's fantastic. You know, and that's one of the cool things is you can never learning. You know, you always, I try to learn something new every day.
Totally.
And, you know, it's never done me wrong. Never done me wrong. You can never be too smart.
Yeah. No one's ever accused me of being that. But
me neither.
But yeah.
me neither.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I did most of my classes online, and I did learn a lot, and learned a lot about the numbers and some of the philosophies that go on and just business in general, and getting to know the, you know, the different angles, you know, people take with business, with their music and everything. And it was just a good experience that has paid off, you know. I'm really trying to break in as a songwriter and keep doing that and everything. So, but that business end, you can't learn too much of.
Right, right. Well, one of your accolades as a songwriter is you're a VH1 Save the Music songwriting contestant finalist. How did that come about? What's the story there? That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, they used to have a, and I don't know if they still do or not, but it was, you might have seen commercials on a few years back, you know, Save the Music for VH1, and they would do a bunch of sometimes charity events and everything, and they also had a songwriting contest, and it was just an international songwriting contest. You enter your songs online, it goes through a rounds of judges and everything, and mine got to the final round and ended up being a finalist on there. There was only one winner, and so it was kind of, but it was a good experience in that it helped boost confidence a little bit, you know, and helped realize, you know, hey,
yeah,
if I can get my songs to the right people that, you know, are in the industry, it can, you know, some good things can happen, and that's what's starting to happen right now. And so, yeah, it was a real good boost of confidence and reassurance that I'm, you know, on the right path doing something that I love to do. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. In addition to that, I'm looking at my show notes here, and folks, see, we planned this out. It's a big thing. No, we actually didn't, but it's very cool. You're also an advocate for mental health awareness, and it just so happens that today happens to be World Health Day, or World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Definitely.
We didn't plan that at all, did we, JJ?
We didn't plan it at all, but it's funny how it works out sometimes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, did you know, did you yourself have some issues there or knew someone is going through that?
Yeah, I myself at 16 was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, as well as depression, anxiety, and depersonalization. And it was just kind of a hodgepodge of different things going on, and I really had to, it really knocked me out of the rhythm of life for a couple of years. And I had to learn how to, you know, kind of think, you know, and process things and deal with emotions and life and all of that stuff. And, you know, and when I came out of it, you know, you have this strong desire to really try and help people that are going through the same thing. And one of the things that did help me was, you know, music. That listening to music and playing music is as therapeutic as anything else. And so what I try and do is just anytime I get a chance, just let people know that they're not alone, that, you know, people around you, sometimes they don't understand. They want to, but they just don't. They've not dealt with it.
Right.
But there's always someone that's going to be in your life that can help you. And you know, I try and be that for people as well, and, you know, the best that I can. And, you know, it just really comes down to trying to, as a society, you know, kind of break down some of those walls we got that cause isolation and all that stuff when it comes to mental health. And, you know, because if someone's diagnosed with another disease, like, God forbid, cancer, you know, people aren't going to isolate them, you know. And I hope it doesn't come across like I'm knocking people with cancer, you know, absolutely not. It's just, it's the difference in the perception of the illness itself.
Yeah,
we all
absolutely.
Need, anytime anyone's suffering, we need to rally around them and give them support and not, you know, treat them like an outcast, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the thing that I find interesting about mental health and mental health awareness in our country is this, that, well, in the world, really, is that everybody I know, I mean, I don't have the statistics. I think it's like 1 in 6 or something like that. I mean, it's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody I know knows somebody, has somebody that they've been in contact with that is having an issue. And you would think with numbers that big that there wouldn't be a stigma to it, that people would say, oh, okay, well, here we go. We got to, you know – you know, like you said, rally around this person. You know, it's your friend,
right.
You want to help them, or a family member. But that doesn't always happen. That doesn't always happen, and it's a shameful thing. It should happen, in my opinion.
It should, definitely. It should, and I think part of the reason is just, you know, fear and lack of trust in each other to an extent that, you know, we don't want to share some of the stuff that's going on, or we do share it and
right.
we get let down in our own perceptive way.
Well,
yeah.
It's like you said, if you compared it to other health issues or you know, if you had a friend that's you know, in a wheelchair, you wouldn't act the same way. Maybe people do. I don't know. I try to treat everybody as they are, you know.
Yeah.
Just
totally.
Personally me, but I'm not the world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But hopefully, totally.
Us on the show talking about it, maybe that in our little way helps a little bit. I hope so, you know.
I hope so, too. Yeah, I think it will help at least one person. That's always good.
Right.
So.
And that's always nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh, man. So that's cool. So music was helping bring you back into the fold, so to speak. You know, I absolutely get that. There is, I tell you, whenever something traumatic, and I'm not trying to trivialize somebody's mental health issues, I'm just speaking from my own place of knowing. When something traumatic happens with me, death of a family member or friend or some such. First off, I want to crawl up in a ball like anybody, pull the covers over my head, and let's not deal with it. But I know that that isn't the case, and that isn't going to work. So
right.
I paint. I'm a painter by trade. I paint, man. I work. And it was funny. I was at a party, not too long ago, and somebody had asked me. They said, I was looking at your website, and I've seen all these paintings from 2015. You painted a lot in 2015. And I'm like, well, I paint a lot, period. But, yeah, especially, I said, that was the year my father passed on. And how I dealt with that was work. It kept my mind occupied.
Right.
It kept me, you know. And so I get when you say that music, which is your art, would absolutely help with that. I can wrap
totally.
Up. I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Well,
totally.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. No, you had your debut EP that was coming out last year when you were on the show, I believe. No, that's out, right? That is.
Yeah, that's out.
We have a link up to your website, and people can buy this.
Yeah, they can buy it all straight off the website or Amazon or iTunes. And if you go to the website, you can actually, I've still got it to where, you know, you can name your own price in downloading it.
Right.
And just to get the music out there and everything. And so feel free to check it out. And if you like what you hear, download it and share it on and pass it on. And hopefully it reaches somebody.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool. I was reading this morning, every morning I get a big email, Today in History. I get several, and there was a Today in Rock History where the band Radiohead, I believe it was in 2010.
Yeah.
I'm wrong with that. Well, they did something similar, and I remember when that happened thinking, wow, that's brilliant. You know, what a great idea.
I remember.
And here
that
you
idea,
are
yeah.
doing it, Jay. This is awesome. You know? I love good ideas.
It was a cool thing that Radiohead, and I think Madonna did it as well right after.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, hey, you know, name your own price. And, you know, of course, they were more than willing to give it away for free. And but there were, mm-hmm. you know, loyal fans that were going to pay for it anyways, you know, regardless. And but it was just one of those statements that, hey, we're, you know, just want to give you guys music. If you want to pay for it and support, great. If not, just enjoy the music. And so that was very cool from them. For doing that.
Yeah,
I think you kind of set a trend. So.
Well, and here you are doing it. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You have a brand new lyric video out that I'm on your email list. And folks, when you go to JJ's website, which we have links up to, right there at the top, you sign up for the email. I did this last time when JJ was on the show, and I get cool things in my email. The other day, I got a very cool, brand new lyric video, The Letter, and I dig it, man. I dig this
Thank
song
you.
A lot.
Thank
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a song I'm pretty proud to have written. I just think it's a good song that can, you know, it was therapeutic for me to write, and hopefully it's
mm-hmm.
good to listen to too. So.
You know what, JJ, we have the letter too, but I'm totally turned around because I'm looking at our track list of songs to play. We'll play the letter definitely, but that wasn't the one that came in the email. Home, that's the new one, right?
Home is the new lyric video. I had sent one. They were kind of back to back.
I've got two
lyric videos out there. One is Letter. The other one is Home. Home,
Very
I think,
cool.
is the one I sent out about a week ago or 3 or 4 days
yep.
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're both fantastic. Well, you know, let's play a track. Should we start with Letter? Or what do you want to play first? Okay.
Let's start with it.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, and this will give the folks, you know, just how fantastic your music is. They'll get a taste of it here. So here you go, folks. Here it is. This is Letter.
Climb every mountain, cross every sea. can be one in the same. It isn't easy to admit this about me, and I only hope that you'll listen. Say a prayer. We'll climb every mountain and cross every sea. Maybe I can show you something special about me.
JJ, the letter, I love it. What a great track.
Thank you.
What a great track.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, yeah. Now, these are all, like I said, we've got a link up to your website and whatnot, and these are all available, and as you were mentioning, people can name their price. Actually, I think the letter, you've got it marked free on your website.
Yeah.
That's still fun.
Yeah, that
send
one,
a couple
just,
bucks.
I'm just giving away that one. I just wanted to get out there to people.
Well, there you go. How about that? How about that, folks? Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you run your business from your phone, so you can see what's going on with your company in real time. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is the last business system you'll ever need.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
This is awesome. Now, this is off of your EP, Disassociative, right?
Correct.
Nice. Now, tell us about coming up and doing that, because that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you don't just one day say, hey, I'm going to make an EP. I got nothing going on this Thursday. Just knock that out. I mean, it's involved.
Yeah, it's a process that it requires a lot of planning. And then it requires a lot of replanning, and then replanning of that, and then you just got to be flexible. But you have to have an idea of what you want when you go in. And these are some songs that I had just written out singer songwriter style, but wanted a full band behind it, for something to put out. And so, I got hooked up with Makasia and Garrett Crow is actually, he's on there as the co-writer. He wrote a lot of the melodies for the tracks and everything. Yeah, phenomenal musician. And we just got in the studio and piece by piece got the music together and then got the mixing done and everything. And it took a little longer than expected just because the studio itself was so busy. It was hard to get time in there. Overall, it was a fun process and everything, and you just got to be willing to stay positive throughout it and really just be open and not closed when you're going through the process. You allow the creativity and allow anybody in the room that's working with you to be, allow them to be open to ideas, to their ideas.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to stifle anyone's creativity that you're working with.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Great advice on any creative project you're doing.
Yeah.
I tell you, definitely. JJ, that took me a long time to learn that. I was one of those cats that wanted to do everything myself, and I was like, oh, it's got to be this way. Finally, a good friend of mine, an older friend of mine, kind of sat me down and said, Jamie, if somebody's working with you there and helping you out, you got to listen to what they're saying. You may not always agree with it, but listen to it. It might be a better way to do it. And I'm like, okay. And they were right.
Yeah.
It's just one of those learning things.
Yeah, and I had to learn it too. And I think we all do, When we have something that's, can be considered our baby, we're afraid of it getting messed up. But,
right.
Allowing open space for it, it can grow better that way.
Absolutely. And you want the best for it. And sometimes somebody's just got a better mousetrap, that's just how it goes.
Right.
That's, just be thankful for that. Don't be upset about it. Be thankful that happened.
Definitely. Yeah.
Very, very totally. Cool. Well, JJ, you're wise beyond your years, my friend. I'm glad you figured that out. That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Now, it says in my show notes here that you you went to Austin for a minute, Austin, Texas. What happened there? How did that happen?
Well, I was really looking for just a change of pace, you know. I've lived in Wichita pretty much my whole life, and so I just decided to, you know, move down there, see. I knew it had a good music scene. I had family that lived just outside of Austin, a best friend that lives in San Antonio. So, you know, I just went down there for a little bit, checked it out. I liked it, but, you know, it wasn't.
It was hot, too.
They
had ice storms in the winter.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And it got to be kind of expensive. And, and the traffic was just brutal. Traffic was brutal.
And Austin's one of those towns where it's like New Orleans. You're like, oh, it's going to be great. Sixth Street and all this stuff happening.
Yeah.
That is great for about a week. And then you're like, okay.
Still here.
He's kind of sick at Sixth Street.
I totally get that. Yeah, because
it's a strange town. I'm not being disrespectful. There's certain towns that are, you know, Columbus, Ohio, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Savannah, Georgia.
Their motto in Austin is "Keep Austin Weird."
Right.
Is the city motto, and that's what they're trying to. And good for them, you know. We could use some more.
I tell you,
that just wasn't going to work in the long term.
Right. Yeah. I'm into art, so I got all these weird artsy friends. Anyway, and the last time I was in Austin, I went to a party, and they were like, I don't know, just piercing. It was a piercing party, and all that kind of stuff was happening. And I'm not into that. It's not my thing. It was a bit much for me to handle. I was like, guys, I'm glad you're enjoying this. I'm going to go do something else for a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not throwing shade at them or anything. I was just, I know my limits.
Yeah, so do I. And that would make me uncomfortable, too.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it, man. I couldn't handle it. And it just was beyond me. But then again, you know, I think people that don't know me that well, probably, you know, they see my hair or whatever, and I'm a painter. They think, oh, this guy's just into all this weird stuff. And I'm into some weird stuff, but not as much as most people. Like, I have no tattoos. I have none of that.
Yeah.
I think they're beautiful on other people. I try to avoid pain. That's my whole thing. You know, I'm like, no, that would hurt. Not for
me.
I'm
with you on that one.
I was gonna say I have some friends of mine that do this. You see all these shows about it, the ghost hunting, you know, where they go looking for ghosts in these creepy places.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
No, that I don't even really believe in ghosts. That not for me. I wouldn't be doing that, you know.
Yeah.
If I know my luck, and if something were gonna happen, it would happen to me. And I'm like,
yeah,
no,
most of the time
that.
People just scare themselves when they
that
go
would
there.
Be me.
Yeah,
that would be me.
Probably me too. Yeah,
I'm like, I'd rather be in a nice, you know, a nice evening with a fire or something, listening to some of JJ's music, just enjoying my house.
Yeah,
very, very good. Let's play another track. Should we? What should we play next, JJ? We've got Home, In All Honesty, Forces, and Desperate Eyes. What should we hit next, do you think?
Let's go with Home. That'd be good.
Sounds good. Here it is, folks. And we're going to play it, and then we'll talk about the video and whatnot, because I like this track a lot. Here it is.
As I wander, searching for a place I've never known, like the time that I see your face makes me realize there is something real out there, and I wonder how. How long till I reach this place? Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way. And I wonder, why am I all over everywhere? Walking circles and acting like I'm going somewhere. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna stop this over. And I remember just how far it is we've come. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way.
There it is, folks. Home, J.J. McGuigan. Great, great track. J.J., I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank
very,
you very,
very
much.
Cool.
Thank you.
You know, you, as we mentioned before, I got a lyric video in my YouTube, or in my, not my YouTube, what am I saying, my Gmail, my email account the other day. Very cool. Now, what made you decide to do a lyric video for Home?
It was the next single after Letter that we released, and actually it was Michael Stover that put together the lyric video.
Nice.
Yeah, I put together the one for Letter, and we wanted something a little bit more catchy with the video and whatnot, and he had the software to do it. You know,
it
took him a couple hours, and bam, you know, he did a great job. He just did a great job on that.
So Michael Stover is, we have on the show page here and on my website, it says Media Inquiries under the show here, Michael Stover at MCS Management Group and Records. Michael Stover is a great guy. If you're a musician, you know, you've got a project and you need some assistance on the PR side of things, this is the cat you want in your corner, man. Very, very cool. Mike
is
just always on it. He's on it day and night.
Yeah.
I keep crazy hours. I don't know if you're like that or not. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know, I get up at, it's weird. I'm an old man, I guess. I'll get up at like 4 a.m. and I'll have some thought. I'll email Michael and Michael's up, man. I get an email.
Yeah.
Right back.
You wonder if he sleeps or eats or
But
he's got a brand new daughter that he's taking care of as well. So
she might have a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she's a cutie.
Yeah.
He's posted some pictures on Facebook and whatnot. Yeah, she's adorable.
Yeah.
Not only a new daughter, new house too. They bought a house and decided to do everything at once.
Yeah. That's a lot to take on.
let's put some more stuff on here. Oh my gosh. he can handle it. He's a good guy. He's a real good guy.
Oh yeah. So
now you signed with him, I believe it was 2016. With MTS, nice.
About exactly a month ago, or a year ago.
Wow.
About exactly a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
one
of those things that I just found him. He found me, and I sent him the music and everything, and he liked it and. So let's go. And so we've been going at it ever since, and I'm truly grateful for that because it's been a big help.
Outstanding. Well, yeah, we met online. It's been a couple years now. It's been 3 or 4 years, and he's doing his thing consistently, and that's something.
Yeah.
And JJ, I'll tell you, folks, in the music, in any business, consistency is key.
Totally.
Somebody can
totally do
something consistently. It's a good thing. Oh, yeah. I hope I can be as consistent as Michael Silver. One can hope. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote. Plug in to the network.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. They love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Now, let me ask you, JJ, do you write, like, all the time, or when the mood hits you, or do you have, like, a set routine of that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I write about every day, and not necessarily songs every day, but just lyrics, and that could inspire songs. And so, and I also play guitar every day, and you know, sometimes I write my best stuff 1 or 2 in the morning when I've just kind of had time to take in the entire day. Nothing else is really on my mind. And I can just sit, and it just kind of flows out of me better that way.
I do it early in the morning. The house is quiet. The phone isn't ringing. And I can just do my thing.
That's when you don't have the distractions. You don't have the, you know, oh, what do I got to do now? What do I got to do in 10 minutes or whatever?
Right.
You know, you can just do your thing and be at peace with
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, JJ, you sound like me, man. You sound like my days get that way, where it's like down to the hour. It's like, okay, at this time I'm doing this, at this time I'm doing that. And sometimes that's just draining, you know. You can only do that for so long. Then you got to create. You got to do your thing.
Yeah, you do.
Very, very
good. You got to just release it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Otherwise, it, there's no choice in it. There's no choice. Now, let me ask you, we've got, in all honesty, Forces and Desperate Eyes. What should we hit people with next?
Now, let's go with Desperate Eyes. That's one we haven't played a whole lot of, but I think people will like that one.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks. JJ McGuigan. I'll learn to talk one of these days. And this is Desperate Eyes.
Where does the truth lie behind me? all that I need is right here, right here in front of me.
Desperate Eyes, J.J. McGuigan. I like that track a lot. Very, very cool. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that track come about, J.J.?
Really, it just started. It started lyrically first, and I had it, you know, 80% of it written out. Well, actually, let me take that back. I had about 130% of it written out. We took out a third verse from it just because we thought it was running too long and everything. And then that little arpeggio that you hear from like an organ, that was originally just on the guitar. It was just a D minor A chord, D minor to A, D minor to A. But we decided to use that the organ instead, and then that song came together. Then we laid down the drums. We had that and the vocals, and then we laid down drums, and then we just built around it. And
nice.
It was a fun song and kind of a cool song. I mean, we also have a heavy metal version of that as well. That's pretty
really?
Cool. That I might want to release nice. Just for fun, but yeah, it's got some heavy
nice.
Guitars in it. But, yeah, I think that's a cool song.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Very, very cool. Well, there you go, folks. That's Rise. And, again, these are all available. I can't say that enough. At J.J. McGuigan's website, jjmcguiganmusic.com. And you can get over there. Let me spell it out for you, folks. I'll give you a second to grab a pencil or a pen, burnt piece of stick, whatever it is you're going to write with, a chicken leg. I don't know. But here it is. JJMCGUIGANMUSIC.com. JJ McGuigan Music, or I'm, yeah, .com. Yeah, there we go. I all turned around there for a second, JJ. Big surprise.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And folks, remember, JJ is charging, just so much. No, it's name your price on these. So a couple of them are free. The others, you know, pay what you can. How cool is that?
Cool. I love that business model.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
It's something that I just feel is the right thing to do.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, JJ, I know you're releasing stuff all the time and whatnot. On your website, there's links to your social media and whatnot. Is that the best way for people, besides signing up for the email updates, to follow you on Facebook and Twitter and all that?
Yeah, I've got Facebook and Twitter, and those are the two main ones I use. And the links are on that website. You can just click on it and just follow me on there. If you have a question about music or mental health, just hit me up and I'll be glad to talk to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. How about that, folks? Very, very cool. Well, let's play one more before time gets away from us here. What should we do next? In all honesty or forces, do you think, JJ?
So it's in all honesty.
Absolutely. It's a great track. Short track. Here it is, in all honesty, J.J. McGuigan.
In the open field, where everyone has gathered, I find there's no one there for me. Locked away in my room, I try not to think about the reasons why I'm on my knees. And in all honesty, I've been searching for someone.
Folks, JJ McGuigan. I like that track, JJ. That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, well, that's cool. And I know you've got some stuff. We were talking a little bit off the air. You got some upcoming stuff that's in the works right now. I can't wait to hear it, man. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to be good.
Working with my buddy Brian Elwick on that, and we've got 5 tracks down, and we're just doing the pre-demo stuff right now. I'm almost finished with that, and then it's just going to be taking it into the studio and driving ourselves
knocking it out
to make it happen and knock it out, and then release it. So
very, very cool.
So hopefully it'll be
I can't wait to hear it.
6 months. So, yeah.
Outstanding. Now, JJ, I wanted to ask you before we close the show out here, because you know about this kind of stuff. If somebody does know somebody, and this is on the mental health side of things,
uh-huh.
If somebody does know somebody and they want to help, what is the best way to go about that? Is it getting involved with charity or just being kind to the person or, that goes without saying, I think. In your opinion, how should they go about just trying to help somebody? Doing what they can.
If it's someone that you know personally is struggling, take an interest, a genuine interest in what they're going through, and just be opening to listen more than give advice. Because, you want them to be able to trust you. You don't want to say nothing, but you don't want to, make it about trying to fix them. It's a thing that takes time, and you just want to be encouraging, but yet realize, they're going through some hard stuff right now, and they just need someone that they think can listen to them and understand and genuinely do so. And so, and a pat on the back goes a long way too. Metaphorically speaking or whatever, just letting people know you're there for them and you care how they feel and what's going on with them to where maybe they open up to you and because they feel they can open up to you. You don't have to be the most extroverted person. You can just genuinely let them know, hey, how are you feeling? And they might not tell you right then and there. It might be a week later. But if they genuinely feel that you care, they'll open up to you, and that's just what you got to try to do, and hopefully we can all do that together at some point, Yeah, I think any time you can volunteer anywhere and just give a helping hand is also good as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, very wise words, Mr. McGuigan. Very, very wise words. I like it. And it's something we can all do, you know. Doesn't cost anything to listen to some folks. Doesn't cost anything at all. And that is, you know, we all need to do more of that.
Yeah.
So let's all do that. How about that? How about
that? Yeah, let's all do it.
Well, JJ, I'm telling you, we were talking about how quick the hour goes. It's about that time, but man, right, it was like we're in a time warp or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
But that means we had a good time. We're having fun, I guess, you know?
That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. Well, I can't wait till you're back on again, and keep doing what you're doing, JJ. I want to thank you for being on the show. You're real good at what you're doing, so just keep doing it. You know, it's outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is a great show, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime, my friend, anytime. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We, of course, this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms. Including iTunes for free. So if you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page and keeps our numbers real high. And we like that. Everybody likes that. So that's a good thing. So I appreciate that. And very, very cool. Tonight is, what is tonight? Tonight's Tuesday. We will be back tomorrow night, Wednesday. We've got a returning fantastic musician. Richard Lynch of the Richard Lynch Band will be on from Ohio, and he's got a real neat thing there. They've got a whole facility, a big barn they've redone. It's real nice, but they do shows and stuff like that. Richard focuses on traditional country, and it's just real good. I really dig his stuff. Cool cat. So tune in tonight, or tomorrow night for that, I should say. That'll be 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and that'll be 5 o'clock on the West. JJ, thanks again, man. You rock. So awesome. Thanks for being on.
You rock as well, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we will see you all tomorrow night, everybody. Have a good night. See you later. Bye. Good night, JJ.
Good night. We'll see ya.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.